Welcome to Heart Yoga Radio. The title of this podcast is Path with Heart. This is a phrase that occurs in Carlos Castaneda's book of 1968 entitled The Teachings of Don Juan. This was a really popular must-read book for the hippie and psychedelicists of the late 1960s. And in fact, it sold 28 million copies worldwide and has been translated into lots of different languages. The story of the book is that of a character, Carlos, in its first person, who engages with a Yaqui man of knowledge, or a sorcerer. The nature of this engagement between Carlos, the author, and Don Juan, is that Carlos is a grad student at California University in the anthropology department, and he's writing a thesis on the faith and the belief system of the Yaquis, and particularly of the Yaqui men of knowledge, the shaman. And so that's what he thinks he's doing. Don Juan, for his part, as he says, he's making a gesture towards Carlos. And because Carlos is of a particular anthropological school, because he tries to do this anthropological method of actually getting really immersed as much as you can in the society and the culture that you're studying, rather than trying to do the detached observer thing. You try to do that. You participate. That's where Carlos thinks he's coming from. And the book is the story of the various initiations and transmissions of knowledge that went on with Carlos, by now having become Don Juan's student and apprentice sorcerer. And there's actually a lot of books in the series. I'm not sure how many Castaneda wrote, but it's quite a few. The first three came out, I think, like 1968. Then one a couple of years after that, and one a couple of years after that. Teachings of Don Juan, the first one. Separate Reality, the second one. Journey to Ixalan. I think the one after that was called Tales of Power. I think the early ones are really, really interesting and inspiring, whether it's some kind of spiritual science fiction or this stuff really happened. I think it's valuable, whatever the case. If you have a certain way of responding to writing and ideas and stories and so forth. I mean, they're also pretty crazy. You have to be warned. They're a bit strange. I think trying to buy into everything that's going on there is probably asking for trouble. But at the same time, I think there's some real kind of pearls of poetic philosophy and good spiritual advice. A lot of what happens in the first book is to do with Carlos taking part in techniques and rituals and experiences that involve the use of psychotropic plants. And I think in the book he uses peyote, psilocybin mushrooms, and Jimson weed, which is Datura stramonium. Peyote contains mescaline, which is powerful and challenging hallucinogen, perhaps, or psychedelic. I prefer the term psychedelic, to be honest. Psilocybin is the active ingredient of the mushrooms. And again, in high dose, it can be taken in pretty high doses. It's not toxic. With very, very dramatic psychedelic effects. And Jimson weed is a dangerous plant. It contains belladonna alkaloids, hyoscyamine, scopolamine, and atropine, and all of these are deadly, sort of quite low doses. This is a thing that you can seriously overdose on. It's a deliriant rather than a psychedelic, but it does. It's very, very, very weird. If Carlos's account is anything to go by. I mean, incidentally, it's Datura is one of the drugs that Shiva likes. You know, Shiva is the god of Datura, and I think some Shaivites use it as a sort of sacramental consciousness alterer. Anyway, that's what's the one of the main things that's going on there. I encountered the teachings of Don Juan pretty shortly after it came out, and when I was holed up in Wales, minding my own business, and it did blow me away. It deranged me, to be absolutely frank with you, and I think I encountered my own sort of headbanger aspect, because reading about the extremities that Carlos experienced with these drugs, there was something in me that says, I want it, I want that intensity. You know, and that's what kind of like knocked me sideways, really, was just this raw desire for intensity, which it was a long time ago. So anyway, it's in this book and in this story about all of Carlos's his experiences as a sorcerer's apprentice, who's being dosed up with probably huge doses of these very, very powerful psychedelics. Anyway, those reports, it's in amongst those reports that Don Juan gives his pith instructions and his direct verbal teaching. And this is the little passage in which the phrase "path with heart" occurs. Now, so Don Juan says, "Therefore, you must always keep in mind that a path is only a path. If you feel you should not follow it, you must not stay with it under any conditions. Does this path have a heart? If it does, the path is good. If it doesn't, it is of no use. Both paths lead nowhere, but one has a heart and the other doesn't. One makes for a joyful journey. As long as you follow it, you are one with it. The other will make you curse your life. One makes you strong and the other weakens you." And well, fictional or not, I don't think that's it's sound advice. So we need to understand this in the context of the apprenticeship, and Carlos's, in a sense, in the midst of all this craziness that's going on. Since he met Don Juan and started participating in the goings on out there in the desert. And in the midst of that, Carlos does find himself faced with a fork in the road. And Don Juan knows this because Carlos has told him. You know, he said, "Don Juan, I feel like I'm at this fork in the road, which I don't know which way to go." And this is what Don Juan said to him there. "Choose the path with heart, and that's the path which brings joy." And I would say it's the path of love as well, because love and joy are always intimately connected. And I'd say it was a path of adventure and openness to intensity and openness to life. Don Juan also teaches in Carlos that this is a matter of acquiring knowledge and strength. You know, it's a lot like yoga, and it's a lot like many of the Eastern meditations in that it's very, very interior. It's a self exploration with a view to first of all being able to be strong and to act in the world, but also as Don Juan says, to balance the terror and the beauty of being a human being. So it's very much about that same inner exploration with one eye on some sort of optimum functioning as a human being. So Carlos is expecting to know things, you know, for instance, to know which way to go existentially and on the plane of this inner inquiry when one faces a fork in the road of the type that Don Juan describes. And so there's a knowledge of how to do that, you know, a way, and it is that knowledge of how to do that is the method of asking of alternative paths, whether they have heart or not, whether they have joy or not, whether they have love or not. Now the other path, the path that weakens you and makes your life a curse, is the one which refuses the joy of life. And therefore it's one in which love isn't highly valued. And actually, what Castaneda through the mouth of Don Juan is saying here is that the civilized culture which he comes from, you know, and as a grad student is well on the way to becoming an elite member of, is actually destructive. And the way this comes across in the book is that Don Juan and his friend Don Gennaro, who is an hilarious and very powerful character in his own right, have a lot of fun really teasing and taking the piss out of Carlos, because Carlos is forever producing his notebook and making notes, and they tease him for having to write everything down and not being able to just kind of encounter the world in a more direct, raw and intense way. And in teasing him this way, in the end, he does get that awakening to the appetite for that intensity. So he's having these really, really absolutely insane psychedelic trips and these weird things going on in the desert when he goes to find his ally. Because when you're doing this path of the man of knowledge, you need allies. And the alloy is some kind of weird entity from the deeper reality. It's a bit platonic, all this. It's a bit unfortunate. And that's called, it is a two level ontology. You know, we've got Nagual, which is what's really going on, and Tonal, which is just the world that we ordinarily encounter. So there can be intrusions from the Nagual into the Tonal, which would manifest in the form of an alloy, and Carlos gets spun by the alloy in the desert, and it livens him up a bit. Somewhere at the end of the book, I think, or in the next book, Carlos says to Don Juan, "Why did you give me so many drugs, and in such massive doses?" And Don Juan replies, "It's because you're such a bloody idiot." So, because the second book is about the way Carlos explores his interiority and attempts to become a man of knowledge through that process. That book, second book, Separate Reality, it's all about the non-psychedelic work that Carlos does with Don Juan. And that's interesting because you see the kind of the extreme side of the path, as well as seeing the very kind of mundane, everyday sort of quiet operations side of it. So in criticising Carlos, Don Juan, he's criticising Carlos's enmeshment with the selfish gringo culture, you might say, in which everything is understood in neoliberal terms, and in the terms that joy isn't the thing, love isn't the thing. What is the thing is power, money, increased status, success, and all within sort of fairly restricted parameters. And this neoliberal project, which is the employed target of Don Juan and Don Gennaro's humour and satire. So yeah, the target of Don Juan and Don Gennaro's satire is neoliberalism, and particularly the selfish, alienated, disconnected from nature individual, who's supposed to be the unit of economic activity, and it's supposed to be driven solely by the urge to maximise self-interest, no thought for others. And that is the motivator, that is the way neoliberal understands that. And it's something which is filtered through into all kind of aspects of our culture. And Carlos, in the book, embodies that, you know, as the grad student from Los Angeles, out there in the desert with these rough, crazy, drug-taking Indians. So it is a kind of nature versus civilization narrative. And one of the things that happens to Carlos is that he does end up, one way or the other, opening to huge forces of nature, which is what being spun by the alloy feels like. They're overwhelmed by huge, immensely powerful forces in nature, such that self-importance evaporates in the intensity, and constraints on possibilities are removed as well. So, Path with Heart, yep, does it bring you joy? Does it call you to love? If so, that's the one. But remember, both paths go nowhere. Thanks for listening.